Summer is about family and fun, and when it's centered on a great meal, it's just better. Good thing your neighborhood Albertsons has great deals on all the favorites that make summer just better. This week, serve up boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs, perfect for grilling, just $1.77 a pound when you buy 3 pounds or more. And pick up sweet savings on fresh local strawberries, 1 pound packages, 2 for $3. Tastier meats, sweeter savings, better summers. Albertsons, it's just better.
How are you doing that?
It's a magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure. Do you trust me? Trust me? Trust me?
Roll up the block for paper planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high.
I see a puff of smoke emitting from your soft lips. Slow-mo in real time to some bomb piss. Lost in your sexy persona. The way you hit a blunt is like a veteran smoker. Medical bow glows with the headies will choke you. You'll be dead when I poke you like the end of a roach. Yeah. Eyes low as I blow you a shotgun. You a gangster and I know that you want one. You can cop one, come close to my Glock, hun. Blow it in your face, take it in, swap gum. We could fuck in a moment, other Dutch. You can roll it, I'ma watch, cause you're sexy and you know it. Feeling good like my sack that you holding. Two big nugs in a rap that is golden. Whoa. An immaculate roast and take the lighter out. Goddamn magical potion.
Roll up the blunt for paper planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high. Roll up a blunt, I poke your cunt, let's get high. Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on supply, baby girl.
I'm in a trance, feeling like an animal. In a cage that was built out of panties, yo. Can we blow some more for you to climb on top? You love me when I'm wild and I got the iron cock. I love you when you high and you don't mind a drop. And the sun wouldn't shine if you and I ever stopped. I'm talking crazy, but right now we building chemtrails. After we done, I'ma sketch you with a pencil. You kiss well, you lick well, my dick swells. Pussy wetter than a rockin' sunken ship sail. We playing just a tip now. You remind me of a princess with a rip veil. Something's naughty and I see you bit your lip, wow. This position is the best and we could take another hit, wow. We fall into a big cloud. I'm living it, tripped out, and your tits is out.
Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on supply, baby girl. Hit me. Roll up the blunt for paper planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so dead. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn. Roll up a blunt, I poke your cunt, let's get
high. Bonsoir, mesdames, messieurs. It is Sunday, August 10th, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour was by Kyle Young. It's called Tremors, and you are now listening to part three of Slow Erotica, SLO, Sandra London Official Erotica. the episode for this evening. I'm still getting everything together, but in the meanwhile, please check out this next song, Trick Pony by Charlotte Gainsbourg. Almost ready. but I just want to let everyone know that I will also, after I finish with the slow erotica of the stories that I've written and published on my website, liveandgrind.com, I will also be doing a reading of reader submissions that they have sent with their own erotica, and I will let you know who they are by their name and or alias. But just as an example, I have a story from Big D. I got a couple stories from Master W and Sir Whitman Cummings, as well as Sea Lover and Jimmy D. Blanket. So those will be on the way after the conclusion of part three that hopefully will be done by this evening's end of this broadcast. Yeah. But in the meanwhile, check out this next song, and I will be right back with you. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London of livinggrind.com. was a song by Pocahontas. I just have track 3 as the name. It may have some other name, but there you are. I will start out this evening's slow erotica life readings with The Sweetest Death, which was written or published on livinggrind.com on Saturday, October 22nd, 2011. The Sweetest Death. The clench, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, 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 your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip inside. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Inside, real high, you ride, my lust. The end, and that was posted at 2:48 a.m. on that day, Saturday, October 22nd, 2011. And the next step, I will be doing They Always Come right after this next song.
Beep! I knew the boys would never really mind.
I single-handedly fucked every single guy I wanted to, both before and after the event that nearly jeopardized our scholastic future. But we were so good, you see, in every other way at least. Excellent grades, good-looking, funny, popular, all of us. And well, maybe that raised the status in her eyes when everyone found out exactly how audacious we had been. We all had dreams. We fulfilled quite a few of them. All of us. But she and I, we started out with damn near identical goals. She ultimately went one way. Me, I went another. Sure, I accomplished a hell of a lot. Anyone who's done through my curriculum vitae would have no idea as to what really goes on in secret, in the dark, on the screen, or in a closed room where two consenting adults agree to feign anonymity. But who would have envisioned that the lines would blur yet again between reckless abandon and propriety? I held out for as long as I could that night. Really, I did. It was in no way planned. I made no effort to doll myself up, stroll seductively before his eyes, nor flaunt my tight, lean body and puffy, perky tits. Honest. But maybe that's what made it all the better. And all the worse. She would cringe if she knew. Or maybe she'd just block it out, pretending the elephant in the room wasn't squatting directly in her face, reveling in the power of her pink. There were so many opportunities to call the whole thing off that night before we agreed to meet face to face, just to hang out. A yes and a no. Oh, wait, and a never mind. And then a pause. And then a text a short while later. And we really did just hang out. At first. The End, that was They Always Come, a.k.a. The Fallback, published on livinggrind.com on Sunday, July 10th, 2011.
Borrar los espectros. designs featured on the covers of Marie Claire, Vogue, Elle, InStyle, and D Magazine, as well as GQ, Bazaar, Esquire, and Iron Man, Charlene Roberts will get you to your next special occasion in glamorous, picture-perfect style. Check out her website at chulios.com, chulios.com, chulios.com. Tornado by Noise Problems. All right, so third up for this evening is Welcome to Eden, Part 1, and this was published on livinggrind.com on Saturday, April 30th, 2011. Welcome to Eden, or Eden's Den, rather. Here, you're sure to find something quite heavenly indeed, so long as pussy is your flavor. Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. Where are my manners? Entre vous, chez Eden's Den, our hidden, secluded, decidedly illicit, members-only, lapsing club, tucked away on this industrial lot in Détente City's most notoriously colorful hotspots. My handcrafted selection of painfully exquisite painted ladies have no need for your pleasantry. My girls know what you're here for, mon amour. Around these parts, we prefer to cut to the chase. Who needs small talk anyway? Were you really going to invite an angel to your latest board meeting, Mr. CFO of...
Is it truly an evening of fine dining for which you wish to buy out our beloved cookie, the den's third-in-line mademoiselle, at your cookie-cutter country club? Bien sûr, I agree. I surely must have misheard. Perhaps you're unaware, but the charmingly cavalier nature of this particular breed of ease you'll find here is exactly what has kept the den in business after all these years. May I be frank? I am more than happy to assure you that we are veritably untouched by the local livestock. Pigs, shall we say? We are, however, frequented by those of the floating world, the most highly esteemed, the almighty whales. Naturally. And besides, who would ever want to ruin a sure thing? I am the madam in training of this establishment, monsieur. I send only the crème des biches to the horny, hungry, perpetually hard, ever so eager members of the card-carrying league of the state. Alas, why do you seem so suddenly surprised? The truth does not hurt. In fact, she feels really... really good sugar. Honest. As a matter of fact, the truth likes to whisper. She loves to shout. And for a small, precious fee, the truth can gag upon your silvery spoon, devouring your pearly white goodness. Or allow it to stream slowly all over your cocktail napkin. And 2 to 3 minutes flat, if you're the impatient type. And most pigs are. Greed. She rules this town, but she does not rule the den. No. That title belongs to the filthiest, kinkiest, most low-down damsel of them all, our most heavenly duchess, a breathtakingly beautiful bombshell, the greatest mindfucker of all time, the dearest white witch in the history of our city of Dayton. Lady Porcelain. Née Tessa de la Cour, our shining angel has risen rather quickly to our top rank due to her inherent powers of seduction and eroticism. Porcelain likes it hard down here on the pleasure strip. She has an endless appetite for men, their money, and the driving animalistic force beneath their fine linen trousers. I must caution you to be prudent, my love. Lady Porcelain will mindfuck your pocket, your penis, and your belief in your own shadow. Relentlessly. Until you've gone soft, limp, or empty. Porcelain detests broken men. Nevertheless, her tantalizing cunt has the power to fondle your pockets until it is made abundantly clear. To you, and everybody else, that you're inconsequential. She will have stopped caring. You will cease to exist in her world, in our world. Nothing. A blip. A waste of space. Still, she will continue to smile, peer at you innocently beneath her luscious mink and impossibly long lashes. Purse her Chanel lipstick-laden lips, flash her sphinx-like grin, carefully concealing the genesis of her spoiled, rotten nature. Part her supple, shapely thighs in your direction. Thrust her prize one tits towards your lonely heart. Massage your neck with her perfectly manicured nails. Toss her voluminous blonde tresses about. Poison the air you breathe with the sweet scent of jasmine and lavender tea. Lower her sinfully seductive lids, shielding her enticingly doe-like, sea-green eyes. Extend her long, lean legs petulantly, showcasing her dainty feet, bound in black. Her trademark bitch, Alexander McQueen stilettos, are her calling card. The men who worship her have paid dearly with their own. They're simply to arrange a proper introduction would require considerably more of your salary than any gift you have ever procured for any other temporary soulmate. Or even your wife, for that matter. I am afraid our lady may find you pathetic, earnestly awaiting a pity fuck. I see. You are indeed still waiting, I take it? Oh, yes. I am certain that Porcelain is aware of this. That is exactly why she smiles. That is precisely why she giggles ever so coquettishly at your jokes. Did she really lead you to believe you were funny? Damn. She's good. And that is why she's here. Porcelain is our lady-in-wait par excellence. Our little diamond devil doll who knows full well that you are quite capable of waiting a very long time. She appears so serene, pleasing to the eyes and ears, naive, indifferent. I know better. When our Duchess decides to strike, you will have never seen it coming. Poor thing. That little Luciferina knows you like the Lord's Prayer. Beware. This is paradise, after all. Welcome to Eden. The end of part one of Welcome to Eden.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. I got a first class secretary woman and she likes me cause I'm so fast. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast, you like that. Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Maniac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me.
Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint, tell me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you fell when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit.
Like me,
tell me again that you're always gonna.
That was Tarnished Halo by Mongrel. And let's see. Yummy Pillows. La, 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 la. Okay, yes. Yummy Pillows was published on livinggrind.com on Monday, November 19, 2012. I say what's up to all the bros with my toes and pantyhose. Moving up, move on up to my yummy brown pillows. All the fellas on the prowl. How's it hanging? Well and down. You know I like sea doggy style. So tight, so pretty, brown and wild. Make it long, make it last. Shoot your loaded shotgun blast. So now it's on, and now you know. Line on up, boys, row by row. And that was my attempt at freestyle. And there you are. That is Yummy Pillows. And I'm going to go ahead and do Annie and the Apple Bottom and do a reading of that one more time. That was the starter erotica in my alphabetization of part one, part two, part three. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just me or my computer or what, but when I play it back, I don't get all the words that I wrote down originally. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it again. But after this song, Teenage Freakout by The Mules. Jolts to build up and tease me with the prospect of the most wicked nirvana, a tight, warm, wet hearth to swallow me whole. At the brink, I will emerge victorious, at a standstill, if you will, but only momentarily. From this cusp of natural treasure, I will divulge my most glorious exposition of all, and slick streams of sustenance along the endless miles of flesh, defining my sweet Annie's silhouette and another set of cheeks, and before her very eyes. I am 8 inches tall, an officer and a gentleman. I will take you to my leader. The end.
We'll be right back. Of duties. or there shall only be a question of pleasure.
That is why our emotions are honorable and virtuous, and our relations permanent.
And yet a restless, always unsatisfied craving for the nudity of paganism. But that love, which is the highest joy, which is divine simplicity itself, is not for you modern. You children of reflection, it works only evil in you. As soon as you wish to be natural, you become common. To you, nature seems something hostile. You've made devils out of the smiling God's grief, and out of me, a demon. You can only exorcise and curse me, or slay yourself and bacchantic madness before my altar. And if ever one of you has had the courage to kiss my red mouth, makes a barefoot pilgrimage to Rome and penitential robes, and expects flowers to grow from his withered staff, while under my feet, roses, violets, and myrtles spring up every hour. But their fragrance does not agree with you. Stay among your northern fogs, Christian incense. Let us pagans remain under the debris, beneath the lava. Do not disinter us. Pompeii was not built for you, nor our villas, our baths, our temples. You do not require gods. We are chilled.
Much obliged for your classical lesson. But you cannot deny that man and woman are mortal enemies. Your serene, sunlit world as well as in our foggy one. In love, there is union into a single being for a short time only, capable of only one thought, one sensation, one will, in order to be then further disunited. And you know this better than I. Whichever of the two fails to subjugate will soon feel the feet of the other on his neck.
And as a rule, the man is that of the woman, which you know better than I.
Of course, and that's why I don't have any illusions.
You mean you're now my slave without illusions, and for that reason, you shall feel the weight of my foot without mercy.
Madam!
Don't you know me yet? Yes, I am cruel. Since you take so much delight in that word. And am I not entitled to so? Man is the one who desires. Woman, one who is desired. This is woman's entire, but decisive advantage. Through his passion, nature has given man into woman's hands. And the woman, who does not know how to make him her subject, her slave, her toy, how to betray him with a smile, in the end, is not wise.
Exactly, your principles.
They are based on the experience of thousands of years. The more devoted a woman shows herself, the sooner the man sobers down and becomes domineering. The more cruelly she treats him, and the more faithless she is, the worse she uses him, the more wantonly she plays with him, the less pity shows him. By so much, the more will she increase this desire, loved, worshipped by him. So it has always been, since the time of Helen and Delilah, and down to Catherine II and Lola Montez.
Cannot deny that nothing will attract a man more than a picture of a beautiful, passionate, cruel, and despotic woman who wantonly changes her favorites without scruple in accordance with her whim.
And in addition, wears furs.
What do you mean by that?
I know your predilection.
Do you know that since we last saw each other, you've grown very coquettish?
In what way? Yeah.
In that there is no way of accentuating your white body to greater advantage than by these dark furs and that...
You're dreaming. Wake up. Do
morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of Frosted Delight.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot bowl. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames. They be tasting quite right. All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast, super fast. I turn in love. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true.
Water breathers, no snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast. I turn it up. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true.
Don't waste time.
I've got a fish.
What?
А этот новый танец недавно появился. А мой приятель, например, в девчоночку влюбился.
Dropping low, low, low. Dropping low, low, low.
That was Scratch by The Divine Experience, the song you just heard right now. And I just want to tell everyone next week's episode will be a special edition episode where I will be reading reader and listener submissions of erotica that they have sent me and given permission for me to read for them. And they will include the works of Big D, Jimmy D. Blanket, Jay Kesey, Master W, Sir Whitman Cummings, and Sea Lover. And if anyone else would like to submit anything in the meantime between now and next week's episode, Sunday, August 17th, 2014, then please feel free to email me at I'm Sandra London, the letter I, the letter M, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A-L-O-N-D-O-N, at gmail.com and or info at livinggrind.com. And just put, like, in the header submission and the title of your story. And you may be hearing it this coming Sunday. And if not, then in future episodes. So I'm always happy to share your works. And you can also read them yourselves if you'd like on the air. So just let me know in your email correspondence. There you are. I'm going to give one more shout-out to, I will stop right there. But, tune in next week. It should be at the regular time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, but if not, it will be noted via Twitter and or on my website, livinggrind.com. And with that, I bid you sweet dreams and good night.
One track mind, so I'm running where the hunnets at. Drugs in the mattress, so I'm sleeping where the money at. Trap at the studio, I'm trapping where I hustle at. Nine in my Louis bag, call that bitch my gunny sack. Haters trying to get me off my grind, it'll be none of that. Find your head, you see me in the papers where the funny's at. Cop a new fit, then I'm back where the money at. Ice told me, boy, you gotta hustle if you won't pay. So I cut the hard on my plate just like a lunch tray. Counting Starbucks every night like a cafe. Hit the mall and bought and get more bust than an ashtray. Living like I'm dying every night, I see my last day. Cut the work and bag it, hit the block and serve my last day. Boy, I get it till I got it, then I get some more. Never had a main bitch.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Great game. I love Monday Night Football. Oh my gosh!
What's wrong?
I just remembered. It's Jennifer's birthday tomorrow, and I didn't buy her anything. She's gonna kill me. I'm so out of time.
No way. You do have time.
I'm dead.
It's called TicketsTime.com. They have tickets for everything. Doesn't Jennifer love Lady Gaga?
Loves Gaga.
They have Lady Gaga tickets, too, and the best part, they are really cheap, so you can...
So I can buy even more beer for next week's game.
TicketsTime.com, the best way to get cheap tickets for concerts and sporting events all over the world, and prices so cheap. You can enjoy more beer. TicketsTime.com.
I was born to run, just like you. You were out and we were through. All the voicemails left in text. Couldn't clean up all the mess of my dying days. Every single tragedy, I can't help but think I've been here one too many times. On my back, look up at the stars and make a wish. It all started with a kiss, the kiss of death, sharp as a knife. It's funny how I linger in the night without you here. I conquer every fear I ever had before. And you'll find me on the benches of your darkest days. And why won't you just go away? My memory's still hung up on you. And you'll find me in the corners of the rooms you'll stay when the rest of us just fade to gray. I know that you'll be fine and I'll be left here. You'll be fine and I'll be left.
So you bought a car, and now you can't afford to buy anything else. Did you know? You don't have to be stuck paying a high interest rate on your auto loan. At Westcom, you may be able to refinance your car loan to a lower rate. Westcom is member-owned, so we have great rates, which means buying a set of wheels doesn't have to put you on the road to regret. Check out our great rates at Westcom.org. Certain restrictions and conditions may apply. Loan approval subject to credit and income evaluation. So you bought a car, and now you can't afford to buy anything else. Did you know? You don't have to be stuck paying a high interest rate on your auto loan. At Westcom, you may be able to refinance your car loan to a lower rate. Westcom is member-owned, so we have great rates, which means buying a set of wheels doesn't have to put you on the road to regret. Check out our great rates at Westcom.org. Certain restrictions and conditions may apply. Loan approval subject to credit and income evaluation.